Geis in the lane. Scoop scores and fouled! Oh, what a shot by Darren Geis. And he has an opportunity for a three-point play and a chance to get EC to within three. What a shot by Geis.
They get the ball to Trey Beeler. Beeler drives and scores. It's a two-point game, man.
Yeah, that was a wide-open lane. Once he got through that double team, he just cut the lane. And
you're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And we're online at WEOL.com. Oh, we thought this show might go just a little bit over tonight because what a turnout of Lorain County boys head basketball coaches here at Wolfie. So we're going to slide a little bit past the 9 o'clock hour, but that's a great thing because we have just had a tremendous turnout. And we got two more coaches to go before we call it a night. Phil Cookta, the head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers, joining us here at the head table, as well as Dan Gundert, the head coach of the Dukes from Wellington High School. So we're going to talk a little EC basketball and Wellington basketball. Guys, great to have you here tonight. I know you've been patiently waiting. Well, Cookta gets here at about 8:20 and just expects to go right on the air. Dan, I know you've been patiently waiting here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, I guess you should get the first question. You know, Phil's been here for about 20 minutes. You've been here for about 2 hours. Your thoughts on this Wellington season that's upcoming? You were telling me in that commercial break there, day by day, kind of a work in progress, a pretty young basketball team.
Yeah, you know, just like anyone, any coach who's been in here tonight, all we can ask for is we get better every day. And I would say so far this year we have. We're taking some steps. You know, I keep hearing that we're veterans, but we're still really young. I mean, we're going to play three sophomores and two juniors most of the time. So we're still really young. So every day is a learning process for us. And as a coach, you know, we're trying to have a nice curve with them. But as it gets tougher and tougher every day because you want those guys to move a little faster and faster every day. But at some point you have to take a step back and say, hey, these guys are sophomores, and let them learn.
The bizarre thing is it's a young basketball team with a lot of experience because you played so many of these guys last year when they were really, really young.
Yeah.
So how does that affect as you go into now a new season, realizing, yeah, they've got some games under their belt, but, man, they still have so much more to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year was such a big learning year for us. Just simple things of how long and grueling a basketball season is at the varsity level. These kids were coming to us as eighth graders, and, you know, they're used to playing 16 games, and, you know, their season's a month and a half long, and now all of a sudden we're in a four-month-long season of 22 grueling games. And just those little things that kids are learning, you know, that you see at Christmas time, you know, we don't want them to peak then. You want to keep getting better, and they're used to their season ending at that time. So just little things like that that they learned last year that we're hoping they'll carry over this year.
Phil, on the flip side, you've got experienced kids back at EC that are seniors. I mean, you've got kids that obviously know the varsity game of basketball. Talk a little bit about your expectations with such an experienced group back.
Well, you know, I think that, you know, like I've heard some of the coaches say here tonight, you know, I mean, you know what you're going to get out of certain guys. And, you know, so we're working on more of, you know, the mental aspect with these guys, just trying to get ready from an X and O standpoint. And there isn't that, you know, pressure or crunch to try to, you know, really establish, you know, because with my guys, at least the veteran guys we have, I mean, they get after it. And so, you know, we think we have a chance to be good this year, but you never really know. We could also be very average. And the one thing I love about my guys is our practices have been unreal and the effort's been through the roof. And I just, you know, it's a pleasure. You know, it starts with a lot of the seniors, you know, that we've had in the gym for a few years and playing football, playing basketball, you know, putting the work in, putting the time in.
Do you coach that? Do you demand that? Or does that come internally from the kids? Or as an experienced group, do they know we better get out here and bust it for Coach Cookta?
Yeah, well, I think that there is some of that. You know, when you have guys like Jake Cookta, for one, and I think for 3 years, you know, the thing I've admired about him the most is, I mean, he just busts his tail, you know, and we have a hard time sometimes backing him down, you know, and getting him to not play so aggressive and play smart. And, I mean, he sort of sets the tone for us. He never lets us have an off possession as far as effort. And I haven't coached it. I haven't said a word, and it's been great. I haven't really lost my cool yet, you know, this year. And that's amazing. And when I first took over the program, you know, yeah, we certainly demanded that, but – you know, one of the coaches in our scrimmage the other day just said, man, your kids play so hard. I just love to hear that. Forget about anything else. I just love to hear that they play so hard. And, you know, so that was a thrill for me.
Let's go back to Wellington. Coach, some key guys for the Dukes this year, some of these young guys that are coming back, but who are going to be some key players for Wellington?
Well, we start with Trey Beeler. He's a three-year starter, played every minute every quarter since he's been a freshman. And then Max Jopik is a sophomore that started all 22 games for us last year, along with Colton Schmidt, freshman that started all 22 games as well last year. Jeez. So those three guys are really our core right now that we're moving forward with. But then, you know, we have some different guys. We do have a senior, Damian Paramore, that's going to help us. He can do a lot of little things for us that are definitely going to help us. So we mix in and sprinkle in a little bit of veteran there.
I know we're talking about this year's team, Dan, but as I heard the highlight, it reminded me of the game at Quicken Loans Arena last year. And looking back, I don't think I've even seen you since then. How cool was that opportunity for the players? How much fun did they have going down there and doing that? And how much did that overall experience help you last year?
Oh, it was amazing. It was not only amazing for our kids, but it was fun for us. You know, at one point in a timeout, my kids all their heads are turning, and we couldn't figure out why. And trying to reel him back in, I look over and J.R. Smith's in our huddle. And, you know, you sit there and he looks at me and he goes, "Coach, can I go in?" You know, and just that experience for not only them but for us, you know. And it was just really cool. You know, we got to, as we're walking back in the huddle or back in the locker room after the game, you know, the Cavs are running out, so the kids got to see all that. And, you know, as a coach, you're sitting there and it was great. So you can just imagine what they felt.
That's very cool. That's a really neat experience. Phil, key players, you mentioned Jake, obviously your son, but who are some other key guys for EC this year?
Kevin Kelly, Brian Duffield, Darren Geis, you know, those are four seniors we have that, you know, three of them played football. And Doug Taylor, Dorian Crutcher, Sean Zabel, you know, Donovan Warfield, some other football players there. And so those really are seniors, I think, are all going to be key for us. I mean, they all have good chemistry. They've all been playing together for a while. Kevin and Jake, who are both coaches' kids, have been playing together since they were 4 years old. You know, so we have dug out a picture. We're all on the same team with Alan Januzzi and Doc Januzzi, 4 years old, the Vermilion YMCA, playing on 8-foot hoops, the Chicago Bulls, that was their name. And so we got the picture somewhere, and we were looking at it. It was just like, wow, to see, you know, these kids. So those guys have been playing together. Brian Duffield and Jake have been friends since Little League T-ball, 7 years old. I mean, so there's a lot of chemistry, you know, with our group. And we're excited about that. And so that goes back to the effort thing you were talking about. Is we don't feel like we're going to have to coach that this year, and we can really, you know, do some stuff without having to coach the effort.
Can I ask about your schedule a little bit? Boy, you've got some D1 non-conference games. You've really, it looks like, challenged your kids.
Yeah, we have. And so, you know, we've always said, you know, we want a mindset where we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place. And so we want kids to know, you know, at Elyria Catholic that we're going to play the best. And so, you know, people always, you know, say that to me, and we're going to put that to the test. And we're certainly playing the who's who in, you know, the Cleveland area at least. And the main thing for us is our district, you know. And so, like some of the other coaches have talked about, you know, the tournament is what matters. And so we would love to win the league this year. We would love to, you know, be champions that way. We'd love to win the tip-off tournament, the Francos, be champion that way. But the main thing is we want to do something in the tournament and something special. And for us, we don't want to go into that tournament and play Warrensville Heights and Beachwood and Villa Angela St. Joe's for the first time and see that type of competition. So, you know, we have Lorain, we have Elyria, who's obviously those two teams right there are unbelievable this year. And then you throw Warrensville Heights and Central Catholic. I mean, we definitely have our work cut out for us, but with our guys, they play hard. We got some guys that can shoot it. You know, we have good guard play, and so we're excited, you know, to see, you know, with that big challenge, what a great opportunity we have in front of us.
So what are your goals for this year?
Well, we don't really, you know, we want to obviously win that first tournament. We want to win the league, and we want to win our district, you know, and so that's those are our goals. Those are lofty goals. The expectations have always been high for us, and with the seniors we have, you know, we think that we can play against those guys. And so we're not the biggest, we're not the baddest, we're not the fastest, you know, but our guys are good, they play hard, and they give everything they have. And so I think, you know, the key for us is our point guard, Darren Geis. I mean, he's electric, and he's gotten a lot of attention, and he makes us go. And so when he penetrates, you know, and he's developed an outside shot, so he can stick it, you know, this year like those other guys. And we just think we can be a dangerous team.
And Danny, on the flip side, obviously you got a young team, so you don't go into your locker room and say, "Well, I'm not going to set high goals for you guys." And then you kind of de-incentivize them a little bit. But you also have to be realistic with them. So how do you approach that?
Well, we've totally changed what we did with goals this year, and we made it about ourselves. We figured if we worry about ourselves, that the rest will fall into place. So we have three main goals, and that's one is to get better every day, and I think so far we've done that. And that the other one is we really got to learn how to compete again. The last couple of years we've been really down. Our kids, we haven't felt we'll compete for a half, we'll compete for a quarter. If you look back at our schedule and our results, we've been pretty solid for a good quarter, solid for a half. Sometimes we put three quarters together, and a lot of that, you know, deals with being young. But we haven't been able to get four quarters of basketball. So that's one thing we said we wanted to be. And the other one is just ourselves. We want to be in better shape and get stronger in this offseason. And we did. We did that. So the key to us this year is for us to get a little results early. So our kids get a little benefit from what they've been working hard at.
Confidence.
And get rolling. So that's going to be big for us at the beginning of the year.
There you go. Well, guys.
Can I ask Coach one more?
Sure.
You mentioned earlier you have a lot of football players, including your son.
Yes.
Watching the football team once this year, reading them in the paper at the end of the year, I sensed a real disappointment that they didn't make the playoffs in their 3 years. My question would be, can that help you? Do you think they're extra motivated to maybe make up for their lack of success in football, according to them, in basketball? Is that an extra motivation?
Well, when you see your kids and then now make it your own son, you know, but really the guys that you've been working with for 3 years and, you know, they have that disappointment and, you know, you see them emotionally, you know, be drained after missing, you know, really for us it was the week 9, the Rocky River game.
Yep.
And, you know, after that game, you know, I got a chance to hug my son, you know, he was in tears and, you know, just a big embrace, and so he let it all out. And then after week 10, I think 10 a.m. practice, you know, the next day, we told him to take the weekend off. He was there at 8 a.m., you know, along with the other guys, you know, Brian Duffield and Doug Taylor. And so we told him to stay home. But, yeah, you're right, Rob. I think that using that disappointment, you know, to step up and say we're not going to have that same type of disappointment. And that's what I love about the seniors that we have is, you know, we have some pretty good leaders. You know, and they bust their butts, and they really want to win first. Everything else is second, you know, and so I think that goes a long way.
Good stuff. Hey, I know you both waited patiently to get on here tonight. I can't thank you enough for making the effort to come on out. I know you got a million things going on with your preparation for the season, but we appreciate you so much to take the time, and we wish you nothing but the best this year.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for all you guys do for us.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks for having
Thanks,
us.
Bill.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate
Good luck
it.
To the Dukes this year.
Yeah, you too.
Yep.
All right. Dan Gundert of Wellington and Phil Cooktub, Elyria Catholic, joining us here at the head table.